Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Soak it up, soak it up. Hey.
For the festival, all the fun on the road, dancing in the sun. In Bahamas, a drunk and a carnival. We rush till money, shut it down. So raise up your hand and let me run up and down. Get charged, hey. And pop the music, soak up the culture. Turn up the vibes and let me come alive. And pop the music, soak up the culture.
Make you wanna press rewind. And every day you'll find a new adventure. All kind of memories to capture. Jump on no carnival we name. Every year we come for the festival. All the fun on the road, dancing in the sun. In Bahamas, a jump on no carnival. We rush till morning.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. You know, when we have so many people inside the studio and you're trying to fix all of the technology here and you say, man, I don't know. That's what criminals do. Today is finally Friday, February 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. And in studio, we have the best school in the Bahamas in studio. Today we are celebrating homecoming. We have two different schools who are having homecoming on the same day. In fact, it's starting today, which is Friday, March 28th. Then it moves on to Saturday, and then all kind of things happening throughout the weekend and throughout the year. Today, we have represented from the Big Red Machine, Jay, going to get mixed up. The Big Red Machine, St. Augustine's College, all the way in Fox Hill. You know, let me have her introduce everybody and then explain to us what's happening today, and then we'll start talking about homecoming. And then next, I'm going to have St. John's College, all the way to the west. That's south.
Giants.
The big green Giants. They have this big motorcade today, and they're excited, yeah, right? And they talk about Mardi Gras and Sac say, no man, come to Sakarama. There are people who are flying out from the family islands, people who are flying out from the United States to come down to this homecoming. And we're kind of excited because we want the whole of New Providence to show up to each event. We can see how they're doing that. Course, yeah. But let's start this program today. Let's start with people I know. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
I'm Vernie Scargill, St. Augustine's College class of 1985, also dean at St. Augustine's College.
Hi, Bahamas. My name is Ashika Kalmer. Class of 2001. I am presently the PR officer of St. Augustine's College.
Okay, I'm going to introduce St. John's later. Let's concentrate on... Don't side-eye me yet. I can concentrate on you, but let me concentrate on SAC. Okay, I feel the side-eye. SAC is having Sakarama. It's a homecoming celebration.
Yes, it is.
What is Sakarama?
Well, Sakarama is our fair where we invite all to come and participate, all to come and support. It's not only for the school, but it's also for the general public. It's for the alumni, for friends, supporters, and in fact, for the entire Bahamas. And as you said, those who are traveling from outside of the Bahamas to come and support our school.
Okay. Now I'm going to bring the St. John's PTA because she's looking at me the side eye. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is a fixture. Everybody who is Anglican know what Mardi Gras is. In fact, you know, when Mardi Gras, they say be starting Lent. That means Lent around the corner, right? What's happening? When is your Mardi Gras?
Well, first of all, my name is Giselle Andrews, the PTA president of St. John's College, the Distinguished School of Choice. And yes, we are ready, geared up. Mardi Gras is tomorrow. It is our once a year from 1967, I think they said. It actually started before that, but the official was from 1967. We've been around. We've been doing it where we introduce and invite our family, because we are a family-oriented school. We invite non-family members, those who wish to be. We want everyone to come and be a part of the Mardi Gras.
But what's father doing here?
Oh, father's in it. Let him tell you. What?
Mr. Host, I am a 1988 graduate of St. John's College. I am former teacher of school, and my daughter attends St. John's. She's in grade 8. And I bleed green. And who are we? Giants all the way. We don't play.
Now, I just heard someone bleed green, but I was informed earlier. Blood comes what color?
Red. So we bleed red.
And
flackers, you know.
And
all day, every day.
As a giant, we wish to go along with you. You are absolutely correct. We bleed red, but our veins are green. Without your veins,
when you
have blood, don't come for nothing.
One thing we know, and it even comes out of scripture, blood is the life, the lifeline. So blood,
unless you have a channel
red,
for that blood to travel through,
blood,
it means nothing.
Let me continue, right? Because everybody said, go ahead, auntie, since my aunt is here.
Yes, my dear nephew. I am Rachel Jacqueline Popo Duncan, all my name. Class of 1977, next 2 years, the big 5-0, that's us.
Good.
And we are a true blend of hearts and one common goal. And St. John's must not die, nor its name ever fade. That's our school song. The sack of a school song?
Most definitely.
Go ahead. You want to sing it?
I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
But we do have a school song, St. Augustine's alma mater. We do have a school song. And not only that, we have an official chair.
Oh.
Deep in my heart, I am a true Sackers. You may hear other people singing it now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would actually listen to the song, it says, "The Lord is my light."
Oh, that's
so now other schools who are singing the song are actually singing our motto. Oh,
okay.
The Lord is my light.
Now they know. Now
and
they
also saying other chairs like, Sackers!
You know!
Sackers!
You know!
Sackers!
You know!
Every other school has adopted.
Oh, no.
John's
we
the best from east to west.
Hold on. No. We sing something different. We say, who's in the house?
Giants.
And what do they call us?
SJC.
And how do they call us?
That
was so easy.
Don't do it.
Okay.
We got us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to St. John's. Today, you're doing something. No, Sack is doing something too, but let's go to St. John's because they're
today,
own
Saturday. Yeah, today we have
this morning.
Yeah,
what
today.
Is happening this morning at St. John's as they celebrate their homecoming ceremony where everybody, all the old scholars, that's what you call it at St. John's, right? What's happening today?
Well, listen, if you listen, you would probably hear all the noise outside. We have our motorcade happening right now to celebrate our championships. You know, we had our junior girls, our senior girls, and our senior boys. I'm sorry, our junior girls, our senior boys, and our junior boys who are the champions in the BAISS basketball, right?
And the girls.
We also won the Jonquil Junes in Grand Bahama. We just came back home victorious in that. We also won Junior Junkanoo, as you could remember.
And
that's not
and
all,
the
but
girls.
This is all we're talking about today.
Thank you.
So that noise you hear out there,
mm-hmm.
the thunder, that's not thunder. The weather's fine.
Uh-huh.
That's the Giants coming.
True. And I've seen the girls run us up in the basketball.
That's correct. Correct. Made it to a championship.
Usually, red is up in there.
Usually I would start blushing, right?
You
but
should.
I've entered SAC's administration offices. And see them trophies.
Exactly.
well.
Sometimes we have to give somebody else a chance.
Luckily, you're not checking the years.
There's no checking years here.
Oh, you should. Because
we are
celebrating 80 years.
And wonderful.
Excellent.
Let's talk about celebrating.
In every arena. If we were to talk sports, we will be here until next year, still talking about it.
Let's talk about 80 years and celebrating. What is happening? So it's 80 years and now you're having Sakurama. What's happening today? So John's having their motorcade. What's happening now? All the loud noise in the background, that's them. What is happening today for SAC as they celebrate 80 years?
All right, today we're having our throwback party in Red Square under the stars. We're going to call all our alumni. We're going to call everybody to come on down and celebrate with us. We've had it previous years, but this one is going to be bigger and better. And I know all of my St. John's family, all of my QC family, all my BAISS family, all my schools will definitely be in attendance.
They're showing up tonight.
I have gotten many calls from many schools to get tickets for tonight.
Yes, yes.
It's
yes.
all about family.
Family.
No problem. Okay, so... Under the Stars tonight, the motorcade for St. John's is now happening, where it's touring. I mean, everyone is wearing green, right? Go ahead.
I'll just take a pause to say congratulations to St. John's on their performance in that basketball championship.
Thank you. And last year, because since we didn't meet, I know you would have wanted to give us, you know, we did the same thing last year, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't notice Sachs Principals taking the picture with St. John's when they win that championship. I saw that.
You know, we compete, but we also support. And one of the things that I teach at SAC, we have houses. And I say, when we have a stronger houses, we have a stronger school. And it's the same thing within BAISS.
Correct.
When all of the schools are competitive and we compete fiercely and fairly against each other, it builds up the entire association and it builds up all of the schools.
Correct. And a better, stronger Bahamas.
Well said.
This Sacarama that you're having, which is a celebration which starts tonight, and the big Sacarama event that's happening Saturday, right? Who's organizing it or orchestrating it? I know if memory serves me, St. John's Mardi Gras is taken care of by the PTA, is it?
That's correct.
Who is actually orchestrating?
The school is putting on the entire homecoming weekend.
So it's the school, putting on it, all the alumni come and participate. Okay, correct. So St. John's, tell me about the history of the Mardi Gras and who does that. I just heard that the old scholars, I think that's what you call it.
Yes, our Mardi Gras, actually, I'm from top of the hill, Market Street. North by C.R. Walker School, on the opposite side there. We have one family jungle group. That's our playing field was there. On top of the hill, to the little corner, that's the top of the hill, that was St. John's. And Mardi Gras back in my day, and from when it first started, was always held at Addington House on Shirley Street, where the USA American Embassy is, right next door, on the grounds there. Fair was held there every Tuesday before Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. And we went to the classes and prepared the Mardi Gras along with parents, and they ran the stalls. We had family and friends come and buy their lunch and whatever else. And then the next day, Wednesday, after Mass, we went and cleaned up the school, the yard, and we were free to go for the rest of the day. But now, since they've gone on to Stapleton, to the new campus, they have it on Saturdays. And the PDA is the main person for the Mardi Gras, but the whole school, including the alumni, including the parents, including the current body, they all join in. And the various alumni, some of them in special milestone years, they will have a stall or two extra. But every year, for the past recent years, we've been having our own alumni lingerie, which is open from 4 o'clock until 12 a.m.
Okay.
And we're calling all alumni, 1947, to 2024. We're just a few years behind SAC, so we can bow to SAC for 80 years. But next 2 years, when I celebrate my class 58, St. John's will be celebrating its big what? 80th.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going
strong.
So calling all Giants, come forward, all you scholars, ones and new, boast proudly the school is funded by you. Join hands and support the structure. St. John's must not die, nor its name ever fade.
Amen.
That's how we do what we do. Give them back.
Come Saturday at Sacarama. What do I expect? Who will be in attendance? What kind of boots will be there?
But of course, the alumni who are giving back. In fact, the alumni will be running a number of the boots. They are donating, they are providing, and they are also working those boots. We have the current students as well, who will be, some of them are volunteering, some will be attending and just supporting. Our staff, definitely. And of course, the general public. And we have a variety of booths. We have food, all types of food. We have the Conky Kong fritters. We have wings and fries. We have pizza. We have quite a number of the food stalls. Additionally, we have rides. We have activities from toddlers straight up to the young at heart. We have everything, golf. Something for everyone.
Here's a section for the adults. That's my section. So that's good.
Yes, also on that Saturday, we also have our dance, our student dance.
You have dance too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And when we say student dance, we're not just talking about only the St. Augustine students.
No.
Students from, you know, it's the young people dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
From 7
Let's
to
go
11.
To the PTA president of St. John's. What can I expect? First of all, I don't remember the price to enter. I want you to walk through, and I go to SAC too. Walk through me coming to your Mardi Gras event. Where do I pay? What do I expect? What kind of boots? SAC said they already have a dance.
Well, listen, but
I have a teenager.
I'm going to tell you one thing. If nothing else, they know about the Mardi Gras dance, okay? But we start off with entering. It's $2 a person. And from, like they said, the comforters, we have tropical gyro, island yoga. We have so many vendors who are alumni. We have whatever you have, Asian food, roadies, Sushi. We're trying to sushi. We're having a whole smorgasbord of food, right? Then we have, like they said, the games and the things from the baby. We have a kitty corner to those parents who want to come and go into the adult lounge and not be bothered. We have an area where you could drop your kids off the entire day.
Safe.
The adult alumni lounge is where they have it set up. It's a really nice ambience. Mm-hmm. Our theme this year, if I did not say it, is it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
And that is what Mardi Gras has become. Honestly, it has become a vibe.
A vibe.
And so we have the alumni lounge where you come and you order your drinks and your hors d'oeuvres and everything. There's live music. Mm-hmm. Then they have the DJ. Mm-hmm. We usually have to ask them to leave at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock a.m. Right?
3 in the morning.
A.M., okay? So it's always a well attended, and we're asking everyone. And Giants, those who wish to be Giants, those who dream of Giants, we want them all there. The alumni lounge is just $15, one drink included. Okay. Our big dance for the younger people, we have different celebrities coming in. We have Lil Giant, Izzy, I think his name, Izzy Dizzy. We have different people who's popping in because they've been doing that this whole week. So it is an event. We have Junkanoo Rush Show. We have our own school pop band that's going to be there. We have the all-star band that's going to be performing. So it's going to be something for everyone from 12:01 until.
I come into SAC right now because you see the whole litany of things they list off. So you know I expect SAC list to be there. But I want to know why it seems like all of the clergy is show up at St. John's Mardi Gras.
Well, as a community of faith and Anglicans, true of heart and green all the way, we try to foster and promote Anglicanism. Our ethos is Anglicanism is our benchmark of excellence. And so you see that a number of priests graduated from St. Anne's and St. John's. Bishop Michael L. and I, used to be Freeport High. But we try to foster the camaraderie and let people know that if you touch one, you touch all. And so as Giants and as Anglicans, this is our last day for partying, for carousing, as the old people used to tell us, caravaling. And so after the Mardi Gras is over, we humble ourselves and say, remember, O man, the dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. And so our life is fleeting. And so at the Mardi Gras, we celebrate. And as with the Sakarama, we, as Anglicans and Catholics, we know we stick to our faith. And so as Ash Wednesday approaches, there's no more partying, there's no more going out, no more drinking, no more, you know, whatever. Whatever distraction or separating you from God, we try to curtail it and say, we can do it out of it for 40 years, we can do it out of it for a lifetime.
Now, you know I go into SAC, right? They get a litany of things that they doing at St. John's Mardi Gras. Sakarama is supposed to be big. I heard y'all booked the entire campus.
Yeah.
It's like a fair.
It's a fair.
Right? I'm going to spray again.
Yes,
I got to lower the bass. Right? It's like a fair. I see Marco Alert going off now. I hope everything's okay. And if your phone should be going off too, because everyone is connecting.
Yeah.
Right?
Jesus.
You got to press okay. Stop it. That's what Mark was alert. What do I expect when I come to Sakarama? Let's start off on how do I enter, which entrance to come on, what's the price, and stuff like that. What to expect?
All right. So for the students, it's $2. For adults, it's $5. We have the main entrance. We enter. You could enter, of course, from Burnett Road or Prince Charles. And we will enter from the convocation area. We have that entire section heading on to the field. And we also will have alumni versus student softball game. It's actually a rematch. We had it last year in November, it was? Yeah, I think in November it was. And the alumni won, of course. And so right now, they say it's going to be a movie. All right?
the student said it's not going to go down that way this time.
So it's going to be a movie. And then, like I said, we're going to have our student dance. Of course, yes, we have big DJs as well. We have DJ Primetime, DJ Lover, and Pusha Jr. So it's going to be a little competitive weekend, of course, especially with the students, with the big DJs at Mardi Gras as well at Sakarama. We have, like she said, we have a number of booths as well. We want all our soccers to come on down and bring your lounge chairs and chill out. You know, once soccers get together, it's a movie.
And I heard you all inviting every year.
Every year.
Every year of soccer.
We have booths 1960, 1973, from the 2000,
1990.
Big reunion. Big reunion. 2001, 2013. 2019, we have basically all the classes are basically represented in some way.
So if you haven't seen your friend from last year, you come over there.
Yes. Once soccer's get together, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Ms. Duncan, you're part of the old scholars. Right? Put your mic. Come.
Yes, why? I'm a part of the alumni and old scholars. Be young and hot.
Young and hot.
Get it right.
Why is it so important to keep on going back to the campus, keep on supporting St. John's? I see the old scholars tend to live at Mardi Gras, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it that you say, I got to go to Mardi Gras?
See, well, for St. John's, us giants, come forth, all you scholars. Old ones and new. St. John's must not die, nor its name ever fade. We sat under some trees on that campus. Somebody planted some seeds. So we gotta go put some more seeds down for someone else to go under the trees. It's important that we stay giving back. And we have to always keep the St. John's in our heart. And I have to salute just now, as you asked that question, it's a very important question. Father Dudley Strong, he's deceased, of course. But he put it in our psyche, in our minds, and our hearts on every morning from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, we were on the campus up on top of the hill. Thursday morning, Wednesday night, in the stretch with our beanies, and ladies and wore the beanies. That was put into our psyche. We are true blend of hearts. St. John's must not die. If we don't give back the school, how will the school flourish? We have to give back, and it only doesn't include our schools, you know. Give back to our community. Somebody went and gave you some money to go to school. I got a government scholarship to go to St. John's College, and I'm ever so grateful. As a matter of fact, I have a uniform home. I'll be almost for 50 years, and it's still secure in good condition. Because why? A teacher saw potential in me. She encouraged me.
You could still fit in the uniform?
I can't fit in the uniform. That's a good one. I can't fit in it. Look at it.
I just checking. SAC is celebrating 80 years. You all have shirts. I mean, the shirts getting being sold like crazy. People buying 80-year-old shirts. I mean, not 80-year-old shirts, but
red, white, and black. You know, 80 years ago, the monks, the Benedictine monks, came here and they decided that they wanted to give an opportunity to Bahamians, particularly poor Bahamians, who did not have an opportunity to attend private schools, who did not have access to private schools. And they wanted to do so giving that Benedictine heritage that was centuries old. So they formed St. Augustine's College, and you look at forming the entire person, spiritual, academic, physical, a holistic formation. Mm-hmm. And when they first started St. Augustine's College, they started with 35 students on the niche down at Priory Grounds by St. Francis Xavier Cathedral. Mm-hmm. And now we look 80 years later with thousands more students and the numbers that have gone through our halls and gone through our doors. Mm-hmm. And in order for that heritage, in order for the tradition and legacy that has been created and that we build upon every year, in order for that to continue, we need the alumni and those who benefit. In fact, the entire Bahamian society benefits from a school that is forming students in such a manner. Oh, yeah. So in order for that to continue, we need the alumni to give back, to put into the school, in order for the school to be able to move to higher and higher heights,
correct,
in order for the school to be able to embrace newer technologies, in order to be able to reward the staff. And, you know, the staff is essential when it comes to the integrity and the building up of the school. In order for the school to be able to pay the staff and in order for the school to be able to attract a particular caliber of staff, we need the alumni to be able to pay it back into the school. When we look at the students that move through the school, and you're looking at every different class of society, some students cannot afford it, and unless the alumni and others put into that so that those children can get that education. You know, we look at when we look at SAC, we have an archbishop that graduated from SAC. We have a prime minister that graduated from SAC. We have a recent Rhodes Scholar. And when we look at every different arena in society. But, you know, the alumni have to be able to put back into the school for the school to grow and develop and continue to produce. So it's important for something such as homecoming, and it is to St. John's as it is to SAC.
Right,
we
right.
need the alumni to put back into the school. Mm-hmm. And when you think about what you have received from the school, when we look at someone like our former principal, Lou Adderley, who has impacted so many.
Generations.
No, not only within SAC, but even outside in the Catholic tradition, because he was a deacon in the church as well. And beyond that, far beyond that. When you look at someone like that and you want to be able to do things such as that he did. So in order to be able to do these things, we need the alumni to be able to put back into the school.
Well, Sakurama celebrating the 80 days, 80 years. It's going to be a 3-day event.
Yes, 3 days.
Tell me what the 3-day events are.
Okay, well, of course, tonight we start off with the throwback party. Back in the day, you know, when you say back in the day, when
are you? The party now. The party was
all right, so we start off with the back in the day throwback party in the square. Tickets are $30. Come out and enjoy. And then, of course, on Saturday, Sakurama. We spoke about that. And then on Sunday, you know, we...
Church.
Oh, yes. So, of course. A family that prays together stays together. All right, so we're going to gather at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Boyd Ruitt, at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Mass, and we want all my... Okay. And we'd like all to be adorned in red, sack paraphernalia. And then after that, we're going to get together once again around the pool. And it's called the Red Cup Pool Party. It's a coolie event. You can bring your own coolers. We have cabanas. We have tables. It's just going to be a fun-filled event.
Let's go to the PTA now, St. John's PTA. Yes. You're all active. I find that the PTA play an active role in organizing and promoting St. John's in general. Why is it that the, like, you didn't graduate from St. John's, right?
I did not.
But you bleed green.
Definitely.
See, the people here from SAC, they went to SAC. Right. They leave SAC. They bleed red, right? Even father went to St. John's, so I understand. But you went to a different school. Even though you sent your children to St. John's, you bleed green.
Absolutely.
Why is it so important for you to participate and show support?
You know, it's a really simple thing. If you join a family, you join a family. Mm-hmm. And St. John's is a family. It's a family school. We are very family-oriented. From you reaching, you are embraced. And anyone wants to see their family grow, and that's what the PTA does. We are there to help our family to grow in any which way we can. Like this year, we even have a raffle going on to make sure that we do the repairs and stuff. We want to repair our school playground completely so the kiddies can have a whole new area. We know that the school cannot do it on their own. And so this is where the PTA and the alumni and everyone else comes in and plays that very important part. So it's about family.
You know, I think I can safely say this for St. John's and St. Augustine's College. Mm-hmm. When you look at the school fees that are paid, the school fees are not enough to run the school.
That's right.
And unless the PTA is active, unless the parents are supporting and the alumni doing the same, you know, the schools will not be able to stay around.
Yeah.
And we're doing what we're doing for this country, because the government cannot educate all of the students.
So
you have such as the BASS Association, these schools who are providing this service.
And scholarships to many undeserving children.
Yes.
Right?
So, you know, we need the support, the entire family.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Abby.
Sorry. As we say that, St. John's motto, respicae, aspicae, prospicae, that's Latin base. Respicae, look back.
Yes.
Prospicae, aspicae, present, look to the present.
I don't know, you speak Latin.
And prospicae, look to the future.
Who did you Latin?
That's a love.
It's a dead language.
That's the first part of us when I went to St. John's College. They stopped it afterwards.
Yes.
But I mean, I went 5 years of Latin. I did very well in Latin. I love Latin. And Latin is the base of the English language if you look at it overall. But I'm glad, I was a good Baptist, went to the Anglican school. And the first day walking that campus in 1972, Father Swan wife, she bought the Book of Common Book of Prayer.
Yes.
You got to learn this, my children. And on Thursday in Mass, you got to be able to participate in the service. You got to be able to know how to do the...
Yeah, sign of the cross.
And all rest of the beanie, you got to be able to come. I'm glad of that. Because today, as a pastor's wife, I consider myself a Baptist. Baptist first, and then the Anglican after that. But I am richer, better, stronger.
My brother...
To God be the glory.
So I asked about homecoming and why former students want to attend or return back to the campus. Mm-hmm. This Sakurama hasn't been around. I mean, they had a Sakurama before, but I think it was still for a while. Is it because you're celebrating the 80 years and now so much turnout, so much support, so much people asking about it and want to participate? Is this a big thing, a big deal happening at SAC now?
Yes, if I'm remembering properly, I think the last Sakurama was probably 2011.
2011, okay.
You're right. It's 2011 or 2012, but I think it was 2011. Mm. And it was something that we had annually and was well known. But now we have decided with the 80th year. And, of course, people have been asking, Sakurama, Sakurama, are we ever going to bring Sakurama back? Mm-hmm. This is just a wonderful opportunity mm-hmm. to reinstate Sakurama, to bring it back, awesome. And to have this activity where we can have those who would have passed through our doors come back. Mm-hmm. You know, come back home.
Back.
Come back to this mm-hmm. foundation.
No place like home.
And even in terms of nostalgia, in terms of, what do you call that legacy.
Legacy.
Yes.
Legacy. Yes. How is that legacy student in terms of coming back to celebrate? I'm going to come back and talk to Fad about that too, in terms of legacy students at St. John's. But the legacy students, first two, three, four, five generations
yeah.
of a particular need.
You're looking at them.
Let's call those names. And why do you all continue to send your children to SAC? Mm.
When you look at the tradition, when you look at what SAC is all about, when you look at how the students are formed and how our students achieve and how our students are successful, in my family, we've had generations attending St. Augustine's mm-hmm. College. Me as a SAC teacher, as a SAC parent, because I have three children that graduated from SAC, 2010, 2012, and 2017. And because of what I received when I was at SAC, because of how the advantages I have because of my St. Augustine's education and this broad education that allows me to be successful no matter where I go, whether I'm a plumber, mm-hmm. whether I'm a hairdresser, right. whether I'm a doctor mm-hmm. or a lawyer, it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. The education that we receive propels us to succeed in whatever arena
anyway.
Because it's broad-based. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're able to be successful. So we have this pride in us that runs deep
very
within.
Deep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so therefore I saw it fitting to ensure that my children received such an education as well. So we have that legacy where years and generations continue to send their children to St. Augustine's College. And it's not only legacy, but we also accept those who are coming for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a student that in fact, two children that came, a parent brought two of her children to St. Augustine's College. And she never, I won't say which school she went to, she never went to SAC. Mm-hmm. But the first child wasn't involved in sports, but he loved coming out to sports, so she started coming out to support the sports. Mm-hmm. Her second daughter started to play sports. And she said to me, I don't know what it is, the spirit that you all have around here. I am not, I did not graduate from SAC, but I have to come out. I have to support. I feel like I'm so much a part of this family. I feel that SAC blood is running through my veins now. I don't know what it is. And people ask me and they can't believe that I never attended SAC.
We are celebrating homecoming. Homecoming at SAC, homecoming at St. John's. They said all scholars is doing that at St. John's. And of course, that's all the Sakurama is coming out. This show is being brought to you today, sponsored by Collect. The Bear of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us a Saturday, March 1st at Smugglers Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawe and D-Mac. Let's celebrate four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. When we're going to come back, we continue to talk about legacy. We're going to continue to talk about Sakurama. We continue to talk about Mardi Gras. We're going to talk about how we are celebrating going to these schools and why these schools are so great and why these old scholars say, man, I'm returning. I am going back on campus to see my old friends. I'm painting the town green.
Hey, yo, yo.
I'm painting the town red.
Yes. Hello, Sakus.
Celebrating with the Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
It's the lottery of love that everybody wins.
I love you.
Everybody Wins is giving away over 100,000 in cash prizes in the Lottery of Love.
I love you.
All February long, every $20 spent, you'll receive a raffle ticket. The more you spend, the more chances to win. And you could be among the 30 winners randomly selected on February 28th to win $10, $20, or even $30,000.
I love you.
It's the Lottery of Love at Everybody Wins. Remember to game responsibly and get ready to win.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Heed the call to action against abuse and violence, and for hope and healing. Join Women Walk 2025, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m., Clifford Park. Come, walk, pray, wear purple or white, stand up for a strong, healthy community. A free event, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have the Green Giants in studio. And of course, we have the Big Red Machine, the alumni. And they are celebrating SAC. SAC is having their Sacarama on this weekend. Of course, St. John's is having their Mardi Gras. Today is your last day to drop off those entry forms for a free trip to Jazz in the Garden 2025 at Hard Rock Stadium next weekend, right? Last minute entry forms are available in Friday's Nassau Guardian. That's today. That's for the last minute entry forms are available in this Friday's Nassau Guardian. So drop your entry form in the box at our offices in Oaksfield today and listen to Star 106.5 on Monday. Monday morning during live, as we do a live broadcast from Bahamas Air Office in Southwest Plaza and Everybody Wins Carmichael Road. We have your tickets to Jazz in the Gardens 2025. Get your entry form today. You sign it up, you drop it off, and you have that chance to win that ticket. I was asking Father where the motorcade is. Where is St. John's motorcade right now?
The largest motorcade in the Bahamas is now presently downtown. We are passing the Roslyn Square about 5 minutes ago, so we are downtown Bay Street, the main Bay Street.
But you're the only school having motorcade now.
Brother Murray is about a lot to, for us to be part of. Like I said, we alluded to the championships and the Junkanoo, but we cherish our legacy. Like I said, I'm proud. I'm a proud Giant because not only did I graduate in 1988, but my daughter is now a student in grade 8, and I taught for a few years at St. John's Religious Studies, and so I am happy to be associated. Although I'm not presently employed with St. John's, they still come and do community work on the mornings. In mornings, I come and ensure that the students file into the gate. If anyone of the parents need assistance, I ask them and direct them where they need to go. And I feel very happy that I passed through the walls of St. John's, and my daughter's now presently a student. And so my family are at St. John's. My oldest brother, Dr. Vincent Burton, who's in Freeport, he's an anesthesiologist. He graduated. My second brother, Wenzel, he was head boy. My sister, she is employed with the Women's Medical Center in Centerville, and my brother is right across the road at UB. He's one of the second in command at the IT division at UB. And so I give credit to Ken and Harry Ward, one of our infamous former principals, Ken and Harry Ward. He sort of gooded me because I was a mischievous boy at school and
rude.
And I got a lot of canings and all that. And I said, boy, Father Ward. I told him in a few sermons where he was present, I said that it wasn't for you, I would have been dead or in jail. And so he saw the good in me, and he propelled me to what I am today. And so I must say that being a second-generation student, I could tell young persons, well, that ain't the way to go. The Bahamas needs you. The Bahamas need every single young man. And so it's our duty as persons who are on the what they say, on the teeter-totter of being bad and being good. I always tell them, I was like that once. It's no way to be. And so we want people to be profitable Bahamians. And so not only is our nation full of people who graduated from St. John's or St. Anne's or from an Anglican High School, but our Prime Minister. And so I know that the Prime Minister, some of the Prime Minister's constituents and some of those persons.
St. John's are a Prime Minister and SAC as a Prime Minister?
Yeah, Prime Minister. Okay. Brave,
so
brave
only two schools then?
He's our graduate. And so we hope and pray that he attends tomorrow. He shall attend. And so definitely we'd be happy to entertain our Prime Minister, who was a former graduate from St. John's. And so we're happy that St. John's and St. Augustine's can form the camaraderie where we say, okay, one event is happening on the eastern side of the island, one event is happening on the western side. Choose where you want to go.
No,
and
I do by the way, I'm going to both. Yes, you
should. By the way, St. John's has a $2 entrance fee for students.
Everyone.
But St. Augustine has $2 for students and $5 for everyone else. So come to St. John's, it's cheaper. And we are boogie woogie and party all that because it's Giants all the way.
I can let you respond to that.
You know, it isn't always whether it's cheaper, you know. Yeah. It's the value you get for the money. Like, quality. I mean, when you look at our kids' attractions, we have the inflatable axe throwing, we have the inflatable hoop fest basketball game, we have the inflatable bounce house, we have the inflatable game activity bounce house. We have a obstacle course with a slide. We have the Bug Express train ride. So we have quality.
Y'all don't do dunk the teacher no more because I have a math teacher. He isn't a math teacher anymore, but I'd love to spend some money trying to dunk him to get him wet. I know. Just checking.
Now, sometimes we have the dunking, but we don't have the dunking just yet, Sakurama.
I just had a flashback.
But I'll make a note.
Yes.
I'll make a note.
And bring
particularly
him there.
For my former students, yes. So I can say, I'm in the dunking booth. Yes. If you want to dunk me, come. Yes,
yes. Let's talk about what's happening tonight, because you didn't give the price for the event.
$30.
I didn't hear that. So $30, what time does that start?
It starts at 7 p.m.
It starts at 7 p.m. And what time does Sakurama start?
At 12 noon.
At 12 noon, and 12 noon until when?
Well, we're going from 12 noon, and the dance starts at 7. So when we know things will slow down a bit at the fair portion once the dance starts at 7 p.m. But we'll be out there until after 11.
For alumnus, I think that's the right word now, who wants to participate or didn't realize.
You say alumni?
I don't know.
Alumni is plural.
The plural for people who go on the sack.
Alumni is plural. Alumnus singular. Okay. Alumna is female.
But alumni. And for the alumni who wants to say, imagine. I was slow. For the alumni who want to participate, but just now finding out, right? Is it too late for them to call a number to say, hey, I come up with my money. I want to do this. I want to donate. Or I just want to show up. All right. What can they do in order to get more information and stuff like that?
They can call the school at 324-1511. They can call the school and they can indicate their interests. And we'll have someone who will speak with them or who will return their call.
And where you get this pretty shirt from? It says ADS and stuff.
This shirt is available at the SAC office. We have this in white. We have it in black as well as red. And we also have the golf shirt version as well.
How much does that cost?
It's $20 for the t-shirt.
Okay, so I could come and celebrate this 80 years and buy this t-shirt.
We have the keychains. We also have the tumblers, the mugs.
Paraphernalia?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
And going back to Miss Andrews, I know St. George isn't celebrating their 80 years yet. They have 2 more years before that. So I'm not sure if you'll start with the paraphernalia or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your paraphernalia too?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay, go ahead.
Remember now, Mardi Gras has been going. It's a staple. I explained to someone yesterday, 2 things you remember on the calendar. Red Cross Fair and St. John's College Mardi Gras. Because it's a staple in the Bahamas, you know. So we have giant pride t-shirts a year round. As a matter of fact, every Friday on the campus, you'd find that our students wear their giant pride t-shirts. So we have shirts, we have paraphernalia, they have the lanyards and everything. it's so amazing because so much of what she's saying, I would was like, she must be speaking about St. John's. But there's so much of the same things that's happening, you know what I mean? But yeah, we are proud and we like to show it. So we will wear our green. We had Wednesday where it was paint the island green with our colors. And now today we're painting the island green on the streets.
When we entered the studio today, as we come inside, right, you had St. John's on one side and they were wearing their green shirts, right? And then you had the two SAC representatives wearing their red shirts and older blue. Just out through the door, one more SAC person wearing their shirt, one more SAC person. It's like everybody, they got a memo.
Hold on. Now we're going to need to correct that.
Correct it?
There were two persons who came in and they were wearing red. You are absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Two other persons, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who are what? Giants. They just happened to have been in red, but they were giants. That's I think they're still in the Valentine's men. So, you know, they're wearing red for Valentine's. Yeah, but
they're probably bleeding.
They were
red.
Green, but you know, like I said earlier, we do bleed red through green wings. You know what I mean? Yes, so let's not, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, no, they were wearing red for Valentine's. They figured this is the last day in February, but they are absolutely.
You're going to stick with that story, right?
Oh no, that's what they said. They were.
Uh-huh.
Now you remember the one wearing red? She's actually one of our guidance counselors.
Oh,
there.
Okay, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she taught at SAC also.
Yes.
And she had the SAC shirt. And then, of course, the other person who works at Guardian.
Yes.
Okay, see?
And the lady came from the back of you.
And yes,
she's
a giant. She is a giant also.
Yeah. But she works.
And by the way, if Sheldon Longley, if he's under the sound of my voice, the sports writer, can you come to the booth?
Come to the booth.
People can know that you went to St. John's, you're a proud product of the giant land.
Yes.
Press and employee at the Guardian.
I am so excited for you both, right? Homecoming is a big thing. Go ahead, Ms. Audrey.
I wanted to say something in reference to what you asked when you said, how can the alumni of SAC come in? And listen, there's never a time that we're not open to donations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have students who we would like to be able to give back to. So our alumni is where they come into making the scholarships and so many different contributions that they can do. You may have someone who's really good at math, English, or another one of the subjects. Come in. Tutor for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we cater to the whole child. So as you said, with alumni contacting St. Augustine's, the same thing. Listen, you all know where the Green Campus is. Come down and give us something, your time, anything. You know,
so
we're open to that.
When you leave studio, where do you go from here?
I'm back at the school because we're preparing for Mardi Gras.
Okay, and Miss Cargill, when you leave school, I mean, when you leave the campus here, where do you go from here?
I go back to school. Remember, I'm dean of students, actually.
Yes. Okay. So there's no preparation for you. Because they're going to work to make sure prep for Mardi Gras. And you're not going to go to...
Well, there'll be some preparations in place, but as dean of students, I have to attend to some school matters. We still have school today.
And sir.
So
and
I'll be
sir.
Attending to school.
Good.
Yes.
So let me just do a summary. Tonight, you were having your event at SAC, which is going to be that dance.
Throwback dance.
Yes. And then tomorrow
is Sacrarama Fair.
Yes.
And then Sunday, we go to church at St. Joseph's, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, at Poolside, we have a grill and chill where you're able to come and relax, have some dinner, and enjoy yourself.
Okay. And Miss Andrews, tomorrow, what time Mardi Gras starts again?
It starts at 12 noon. And officially, we say till midnight, but... Until is the other word.
You're like party. You're having that junk in Russia again?
Oh, by all means. The winners must perform.
Yeah.
You know, as champions, we must perform.
We're actually having a junk in Russia.
You're having
like
junk in
Russia?
They fall in us.
I heard.
No following.
Who's be challenging St. John's in the future for that crowd?
No following.
They've invited someone to come and perform for them, and I encourage you. Junk in is our culture, you know. We have our own, but it's always welcome. It's a wonderful thing to have.
I asked Ms. Cargill this. How many schools there are inside the Bahamas?
I can fight if you say that.
Now, listen, as we're here talking about BAISS as well and our unity.
Yes. Mr. Nuri's not of course.
I'm
going to be very political today.
Yes.
Because we know deep in my heart, we know what the story is.
Thank you very much. As we close today, I don't want to remind people that this Saturday, the mall at Marathon is the place to be for the annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. Join the Guardian Media Group and a whole host of vendors for health screenings and great information. Plus, there will be fitness demonstrations, live music performances, and even Genesis Junkanoo Group Russia. And join the Guardian Radio Saturday team. They're accredited with the 10 years seniors. the happy hour with Deandra Cartwright and Tell It to Stanya will be live broadcasting the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair live at the Mall of Marathon tomorrow. So join us there. This was an interesting show.
Can I just quickly put in a plug for BAISS Track and Field?
Go ahead.
The Track and Field meet is next week, March 5th through 7th. We start on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that Friday is the big day where most of the schools come out and bring their entire population.
Friday?
To support their, yes, to support their schools.
So where do I need to wear on Friday?
Friday's red. I'm going to say red. They're going to say green.
Friday's red.
Do it. Friday's green.
They're going to say green. I'm going to say red, but definitely...
Red.
You know, we invite not only particularly on that Friday, everyone can come out and actually support the school, support the association.
Yes.
We invite the students from all of the schools to support your school.
Share the entrance fee too, please.
Yes. Okay,
this entrance fee.
How much is it now?
I'm not sure what the entrance fee is.
I think uniform has a different price than regular.
Right, but the students in uniforms and then their school teachers usually pay, you know, a cheaper price than the adults would.
Good.
Or if you're out of uniform. But support the BAISS Track and Field meet.
Yes.
That'll be another exciting ball.
We shall meet St. John's there, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Yes. We should say something, Aaron. Go ahead.
And QC in the morning.
QC is not in there. There's two schools right now. Two schools.
This is St. John's and this is SAC. And of course, SAC is taking the championship again.
30 and 30 and once we've already taken it.
We're talking about
Tunnel Day. We're going to ignore what we are getting now.
I'm a QC graduate. I'm an Anglican family member, and I live in Johnson Road. It skirts between SAC and the Hermitage. I have to love all of y'all.
This is Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.